twisting some thorns into a crown. What begins in tragedy ends in farce. He said he was a king, so dress him up as one, twist some thorns into a crown, and so that everyone can enjoy the joke, write it in three languages upon his cross. Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Then beat him within an inch of his life, the stupid dreamer. A king indeed, what a joke. Silence. The silence of horror. The silence of shame. I watch from a distance and can only think how glad I am it is not me, and how relieved I am that no one knows I follow him. My life does not display the marks of love. There are no distinguishing features that could cause offence or make others wonder whether love was real. Real, that is, beyond the love that holds us to ourselves and pulls down the shutters on the world. My drawbridge is up. My moat is full. My defences are at the ready. You won't catch me being so stupid as to love. Then they strip him, my king, the one who stands alone, the one who breaks down walls, the one whose agenda for my life requires that I stand naked too. I cannot bear to follow him, and I cannot bear to stop either.